An illness is an illness. An illness is an illness, whether it is physical or mental. People tend to respect physical illness, but many seem to fear mental illness and attach a stigma to it that it doesn't deserve. I've heard many disrespectful jabs about mental illness, but I specifically remember those geared towards bipolar disorder. Oh my God, you act like you have bipolar. Someone is feeling bipolar today. My toe has bipolar. Bipolar disorder is not something to joke about. People with mental illness need treatment for their illness, like having a physical disease that requires medication. I believe that people with mental illness need to be treated like they have a physical illness, and I believe that people who are mentally ill need to be treated like real people. Society fears mental illness, but I have experienced a more intimate portrayal of what mental illness really is and how it affects the people you love. You don't get mental illness because you're a bad person, and if you have mental illness, that does not make you a bad person. Real people have mental illness. My mother is a real person with bipolar disorder. If she wasn't a real person, I wouldn't be here today. I only get to see her every year or so, the most recent visit being in late August. My mother lives in an apartment in South Portland. The door is covered with pictures of me throughout the years. A pudgy baby waving a fist, my school pictures from first through eighth grade, me performing on stage, and many others. During my visit last August, we went out to dinner with my uncle, my aunt, my two little cousins, Kelly, one of the two moms who care for me in Boston, and my grandmother. It was a classic Maine seafood restaurant with fishing nets, red lobsters, old boats, and lighthouse paintings adorning the walls. The meal would only last 40 minutes or so, but I intended to soak up every moment. We chat about school, the plays I've done, her new apartment, and how excited she was about her new telephone. The bond between a mother and a daughter has not been broken by her mental illness. Mental illness has played a big part in my life. Whenever my family and I visit my mother, some type of antidepressant, mood stabilizer, or whatever medication is mentioned, be it Prozac, lithium, numerous anticonvulsants, or benzodiazepines. Having a parent with a mental illness is like having a parent with cancer or heart disease. An illness is an illness, no matter how you look at it, and I believe society needs to break down the stigma surrounding it. My mother is a real person. So is everyone out there who suffers from depression, anxiety, eating disorders, OCD, autism or Asperger's, or any other kind of mental disorder. I believe that people who are mentally ill need to be treated like a person. It's time to treat them like people, so let's start now.